This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for joining us for Juno Afternoon. You know, we are going to get a little bit of a taste of what's coming up at the very first fall series of Juno Jazz and Classics. And joining me now is Sandy Fortier. She's executive director of Juno Jazz and Classics to give us a preview about what is going to be the very, very, very first fall concert series for Juno Jazz and Classics. I bet you're really excited about that.
Yes, I am. It'll be just interesting to see how it goes and see how the feel is different from a spring series. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready.
So why did the festival decide to expand from a once a year approach in the spring?
So we've really grown over the last 35 years from a 3-day festival. And all of a sudden we were, not all of a sudden, but we've kind of gone up to be a 16-day festival. And the audience fatigue was starting to show up and going to concerts night after night after night, which we love at a festival, but, you know, it can get expensive. And so we decided to split it so that you can go to all your concerts. And the other reason is we have a big presence in the schools, and the high schools and middle schools were requesting that we go at the beginning of the school year, and then they can apply all of the knowledge they learned from these professional music teachers for the full year. And then in the spring, we can continue with our brown bag concerts, and the elementary schools get to go and do their end of year field trips with the brown bag concerts. So it works out for all the parts of what we do.
That sounds wonderful to bring the children into the fold of this so they can get excited about maybe the music that's going to come up in May. Well, one of the things that people wonder about is the festival expanding genres, incorporating blues. Why? I mean, why not? It seems like that jazz and classics are enough.
Yeah. It might be in a different town where we have a blues festival or bars with blues, but we give the people what they want, you know. And also these genres, blues and jazz, are very closely linked in their origins and the kinds of parts of their music, and classical too. So it is interesting how they would be related. So it's Juno, and we need professional music, and we bring professional music, and great music is great music. So we're gonna give people what they want.
Well, at the Spring Festival, it was amazing that you had the lineup that you had, Jason Vio, people that you have to typically be in a big city to go and enjoy, and here they are coming to Juno. So what can we look forward to your inaugural fall series?
So we did decide that we wanted to we're going to focus on the jazz and classics of jazz and classics. So, and then we'll give you the blues and the world music in the spring. We're going to focus in on jazz and classics. So we have the Judy Carmichael Trio for the jazz side. And she's a singer and a piano player, just a real physical piano player. She's so fun to watch. And she's bringing up a guitar player and a saxophone player. So it's a unique trio for jazz, and it's a small one, which is good for this fall festival. And then for classical, we of course have to have Zuhal Bailey playing cello. He's our artistic director, so he will be playing, and he recently played a concert with a violinist named Helen Kim and a pianist named Jasmine Arakawa. And it was amazing. And so he's bringing them to Juno because they just have this wonderful chemistry. So that's our classical side.
And that just sounds amazing. A lot of times you get a chance to meet up-and-coming people or people that are just entering into their prime of performance. So it's wonderful to be able to have Zuhal Bailey as the artistic director for the festival, the new one, as a matter of fact, bringing artists that he comes in contact with. Now, I understand that beyond just sitting down and listening to these artists that you have coming, there's a chance to sit in on some workshops. How's that going to be done?
Yes. So this year we have everything, almost everything, besides the jazz workshops, but it's all at the Jack. And so the workshops will be there, the stage will be all set up. And we have workshops every time because we don't want to just bring these professional artists in, play a concert, see you later. We want them to experience how wonderful Juno is, how wonderful the people are. And we want anybody who's interested in learning about more about an instrument or a type of music to be able to interact with these musicians. So we have these workshops, and we have a jazz workshop, we have a piano workshop, and a violin workshop. And you don't have to play the instrument. We have auditor slots, so you can just pay the auditor slot and you just go and watch and you see kind of how these musicians work. And if you are a very, very beginner piano player, the thing about these musicians is we pick them because they're really good teachers too, and they can immediately go to whatever level that the person is at. And so I love that. And I want to just throw in here really quickly that we have scholarships for all the workshops because we really want people to get inspired.
So quickly here, what about COVID? I know people are so hungry for these one-on-one opportunities, a chance to hear a live concert. How are you navigating around that for the fall series?
We are going as overboard as we can to keep people safe, and we're following CDC guidelines in the city, and we worked with them. So we're requiring vaccine cards at the door. Wear your mask and we'll be social distanced. And then we also are setting up the chairs further from the stage than we normally would. So that's what we've got going. Some contact, we're not going to take cash. And if you buy your ticket online, now we have your list. We have a list of everyone who's coming. And so we don't have to exchange tickets. So we're doing as much as we can because there's nothing like the feeling of being live in the room with the music. And so we just got to be bold and move forward and make it happen.
Well, I know that there's a lot to take in. And so if people want to find out more, I guess your website is the best place to do that. So can you give us the web address?
Sure. It's jazzandclassics.org. And you can find the schedule. You can buy your tickets. You can get raffle tickets. It's all on there. And I'm happy to help anyway.
I know last time when Zul Bailey performed his Bach cello suites, and he did so at a very special place at the Walter Soboloff Building's Klan House, encased in that beautiful room with the wood and the acoustics, that the tickets got sold out. So how are things looking right now for your upcoming concerts?
You know, we have the Jack and we are doing less than 50% capacity, but it is selling pretty well. We have 30 to 40 tickets left for each concert. So it's, you know, Juno is last minute, but that did come back. Like you said, it kind of came back to bite some people in the spring, especially with Zul's concert. So we have more tickets this time, but yeah, it's possible they could sell out.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Sandy Fortier with Juno Jazz and Classics. And next week on Juno Afternoon, Sandy is going to connect us with some of the performers. So we're looking forward to that, Sandy.
Yeah, me too.
All right. And for the time being, I want to play a little music from one of the performers, Judy Carmichael, performing Alligator Crawl.
Thank you.